Somebody touched the mace. The mace himself is called Avi Avos HaTumah. But somebody that touched the mace, he's called an Av HaTumah. These are called Avos HaTumah. Now, Toldoseyam, the locus by Tumah is that Toldoseyam Lav Kiyosabhem. The Toldos do not have the same halacha like the Av. What do you mean? The Yelu Av, because when you have the Av HaTumah himself, the Sheretz, or the Shechva Zera, or a person that touched the mace, Metama Odom Bekelim. If this sheriff now touches another person or touches Kelim, it's Metama. And now Vatuma can make an Odom into a Rishon Latuma or make a Kelim into a Rishon Latuma. That's the Kayach of an Avatuma. But the Elo Toldos, if you only have a Toldo like the sheriff touched the man, that's called a Toldo. Says so, Oichle no Mashkin Metama. A Toldo could only be Metama if it touches food or it touches drinks. But Odom Bekelim loy Metama. A Toldo cannot be Metam Odom. If a Toldo of a Tumah touches a person, or touches a Kli, it's not Metam Odom. So Kitzah by Tumah told the same is Lav Kiyotzevim. So now we have a question, Hochaman, in our Mishnah by Nezikin, which the Mishnah says a Lashon of Arbo of us Nezikim. So a Medayik in the Gemara, Mechlal, the Yika told us, there are Toldos by Nezikim. So here we have a question, my, what's the halacha? Are they like the Ovis or they're not like the Ovis? So Rashi learns, Hochamai, told us the Shabbos heavy kovos. By Shabbos we said the Toldos are like the Ovis. Told us the Tumah loy heavy ki Ovis. For Hocha, now the question is here by Nezikin, told us the Nezikin, my, what's the halacha? Me, I'm going to do, we say, told us ki Yotzevhen, that the Toldos have the same halacha. Loy Shana told him, Hizik Mishalim, that in both cases you chayiv to pay, I dil malay. What does a dil malay mean? The Biskros Madai, the dil malay means you'll be potter. I dil malay, maybe no, maybe by the toldus of Nezikin, you're potter lagamri, you won't be chayiv at all. You only chayiv for the av ovis. If your animal does damage through walking with the dregel, trampling over something, or the shor does damage by eating food, being over the ovis, that's when you have to pay. But told the Sayyim, Lav Kiyotzevhem loy, could be you be potter completely. The other pshat is no, not that you're potter completely, just like we'll see as we go along, it could be there'll be different halachas, that's all. Avadi, you'll be chayiv, told the same Avadi, you're chayiv here. Anytime that's a svarish, mirosna lecha, if you would have to watch it, Avadi, you'll be chayiv. But a koponim, maybe you won't have the same chiyuvim as the Av. That's the question. What is the halacha by the toldos of Nezikin? Does it have the same halacha like the Av or not? So Gemara answers, Omer Rav Papa, Papa answers back and says, you should know, it depends. Yesh mehen ki yotzebehen. True, a lot of the toldos have the same halacha like the Avs by Nezikin, but the yesh mehen lav ki yotzebehen. There are some of them that do not have the same halacha like the Av. We'll see later, Markalat, the Tzroras, Chatzinezek, that Avad Yechayiv there just doesn't have the same halacha like the others. So the Mashmal Kharivan of Lav Kiyotzevim, Avad Yechayiv, just that did not have the exact same halacha like the Yav itself. And Rashi says, the Gemara later will explain it, Rav Papa, like which told us are Kiyotzevim, and which told us are not Kiyotzevim. Now the Gemara starts off. Tana Rabban, Gimel Ovois Nemru Bishor, by the Mazik of Shor, there are three Ovis. The Torah says three different Lashonis about a Shor. There's HaKeren, the HaShen, the Aregel. A Shor could do damage with its Keren, with its horns, by pushing, stressing you, VaShen, with its teeth, by eating food, and Varegel, it could do with its feet, walking over, trampling over things. There's Kalen, the things on the floor, and your Shor walks over and tramples over it. These are three different ways Ovis by Shor. Rashi says, like Karen means lingoich, teshtois to goryu, hashein lechoil, regal drisa lishpersakelim. Regal means walking and breaking things while the animal walks. Now, Karen minolan, how do we know that there's an av of Karen? In other words, the way Rashi said in the Mishnah, why is something called an av? Because it says in the Torah. So the question is now, where does it say Karen in the Torah? The Torah Rabbanim will learn, the Pasuk says, ki yigach, yigach shor. So we dash in ain the gichel of the keren. When Torah says ki yigach of goring, when the shor gores, it means with its keren, with its horns. Shenema, the pasuk says, Melochim vayas loy tzidkiyo ben kenanom karnei basil, he made horns made out of metal, With these things, I'll go Aram. So you see, it says Lashon of Negicha, and it says Lashon of Karne Basel. So you see, Negicha means with a Karen. Skis when the Torah says Ki Yigach, it means the animal does damage with its horns. Rashi says, Alma, you see, Negicha be Karen. That the Taisha of Negicha goes on Karen. The Aymer, another Pasuk says in Devarim, Bechor Shorei Hardaloi. The Shor is very strong, the Karne Rein Karno. And the horns of a ram is a strong, very nice horns. And it says, Behem Amim Yinagach. With these horns will gore nations. So here you see also, Loshlom Yinagach, goring, goes back to Karen. Therefore the Pasuk says, Ki Yigach, when a shore does damage with Yigach, with goring, it means with his Karen. Fred Gemara, Mai V'yoymer, why do we need a second Pasuk of Devarim? What was wrong with the first Pasuk of Yasla Tzitkiyah Ben Kanana? What was wrong with the first Pasuk of Malachim? The Chitema, maybe you want to tell me, maybe you answer me, that Divrei Torah, Medivrei Kabbalah Lo Yafinam. There's such a cloud that we cannot learn out something from Divrei Torah, from Divrei Kabbalah. The Divrei Kabbalah Rashi says that's Nevi'im Uksuvim. If you want to know what something means in the Torah, like what's written in the earth, what's written in the Torah has one halachis. And the way it's written in Nevi'im Uksuvim is differently. So maybe you can't bring me a proof from Halacha of Divrei Torah to you want to know what does Divrei Torah mean, you can't explain it to me from a Pasuk in Divrei Nevi'im. Therefore, we have to bring down a Pasuk in Devarim, in Chumash itself, then the Pasuk in Chumash alone, it says a Taich of Tinagach that goes back to Keren. So, Chura, maybe that's why we need a second Pasuk, because Divrei Nevi'im can't explain Divrei Torah. This the Gemara says, or that's what the Gemara says, therefore, Tashma, come in here, that I bring you a Pasuk in Devarim itself. As the Pasuk says, Bechor Shoroi, Hardaloi. For the Gemara now, Fahai Melufu. Are we learning out a halacha here from Divrei Kabbalah? We're not learning out anything. Like Rashi says, but to me, that's a question. We're not learning out any halachas here. Rather, the Gemara says, rather, Gilu Milsa Biyamu. It's only coming to uncover to us, explain to us the taich, the word. We have a pasuk in the Torah that says ki yigach. I want to know what's the taich, what's the explanation of this word ki yigach. So just the gilu milsu v'yama, that we could learn out from Divrei Kabbalah. And Rashi says hello gilu milsu. So cholecha v'ksiv negicha b'kerenu. Wherever the pasuk says lashon of yigach, negicha means b'keren. That's not a halacha. That's not a taich of a word. That's why it says we could learn from Divrei Kabbalah. Says so. That's the kasha. Why do we need a second pasuk in Devarim? Before Shor Lo Kanaran Karnov, you have the first pasuk in Malachim. So Maran says, Elo must be rather like this. You see, Gila Milsa Biyamu the Negicha Bekeren. So Gila Milsa Negicha means Bekerenu. So Maran says, Elo Mal the time I would have thought to say like this. Ki Polig Rachmona Beitam Lamuid. We have Sukkim in the Torah that by Shor of Negicha, by Keren, which is called Meshuna, the first two or three times he only pays Chatzin Nezik. That's called the Tam. After he does it three times, then he becomes a Muid, then he pays Nezik Shom. So then we'll see that Sukkim, that the Chilek, the difference, sometimes you pay Chatzin Nezik, sometimes you pay Nezik Shom. So I would have thought like this, the Gemara says. Now the time I would have thought to say, when does the Torah make a difference? That a Tam pays Chatzin Nezik and a Muad pays Nezik Sholem? When is that said? Bitzlusha. Only if you pulled off the horn off the animal, and now the horn is in the mouth of the animal picked up, put it in his mouth, and now he does damage. That's when it's real Mishun, it's real different, then you only have to pay a Chatzin Nezik the first two or three times. Avu b'mechuberes. But when the horn is attached to the animal, normal, Ema, then the animal goes and gores somebody, Ema, then I would have thought to say, Kulum Oedesi. Maybe then even the first time the animal does damage, you'll have to pay a Nezik Sholem. Because since the horn is on the animal, that's a normal way to do it. So maybe for that you have to pay a Nezik Sholem. Is Toshma, that's why I have a second Pasuk, no. Bechor Shohordoloi. The kind of rank kind of teaches the second pasuk. You should know that whether the pasuk of Tzidkiyah there, that's for sure like a detached horn. And here, b'chor kind of rank kind of, that's when it's attached. So the two pasukim that whether the horn is attached or whether the horn is taken off, in both places you have the lock of a time pays chatzin nezek and a muad pays nezek shalom. Rashi says, "Loch is gershi elo, lochi yitzrach b'yemer." The matter tell me, "Kicholak rechamana ben tam lomeres to a short time kiv." But by a short time, the Torah says, "The chotzel as kasboy." So like mishalem el chatzinezik, you only have to pay a chatzinezik. Over mu, it's sivah by mu. The pasuk says, "Shalim mishalem shodak as a short, the mishalem b'shalom." The whole damage. Hani milagur doesn't say when. You said that the keren shlusha only when the whole one is taken off. Do me the kindness of kiyob economic. Grain shalsa behema hakiren ben shino. When the animal picked up the horn and put it between his mouth, the nokhun did damage. To us, the mvadin lemeshon tal kulin yazik shalom. The yain dark of the car, because there is not a derech to do that way. Lehoyin lebayin lishma midovah zera. That's called real mishunah, something abnormal. That there we said the straw, the animal didn't have to, the owner didn't have to think about this. So the owner doesn't have to watch it for that. So maybe there he only has to pay a chatzin nezik. Avo mechoveres, the Rashi, the yorchehu. I would have thought to say there it's normal. Rashi lo fiyemis. Even Mechuberis is not Urche. Rashi is speaking out of it. Only would have been one postik. I would have thought that when the horn is attached, that's enough of normal that Ema Kulamu Adesi. That Afilu Batrilu Mashal Nezek Sholem. Even the first time, if the animal does damage with its horns, it gores somebody, it pays a Nezek Sholem. Tashma, Tupsukim, that know that whether the Keren is attached or whether it's detached, in both places, Keren only pays Chatzi Nezek. In other words, it's called Mishunah. It's not normal for a shor to do damage to gore somebody with its horns. Therefore, the owner didn't have to watch it so much. Therefore, he only has to pay a chatzi nezek. We'll see more about these svaras later on in the Masechta. So, I call upon him, this is the pasuk of Keren. So now we know the Keren is called an Av. Pasuk of Kiyigach. Why doesn't the Mishnah say Keren? Because Keren pays chatzi nezek. We're talking about only nezek shor. Now the Gemara says, told of the Keren Mahi, what are the toldois of Keren? Negifa, where an animal pushes you. Rashi Shadoch for the Gufa pushes you with his body, it's mazik you the kavana, with intention. That's also called Keren. Keren is also always kavanosa lahazik. It has intentions of doing damage. It wants to gore you. So it pushes you. Neshicha, it bites you. Revitza, it collapses on top of you. Or collapses on top of Kalim. There are Kalim on the floor, or Revitza collapses. Obita kicks you. All these things are called toldos of Keren. Soon the Gemara lets the question, why is a told of Keren? It should be a told of regal, a told of shame. If it bites, it should be a told of shame. If it kicks, it should be a told of regal. We'll soon see. But these are called toldos of Keren. Now the Gemara says, so what's going to be about the payment? Hura, maishno negicha. Some have a question now. Maishno negicha the korleyav. How come negicha? We call an av when the animal uses its horns. It gores you with its horns. It's called an av. The stick of the pasuk says ki yigach. And so the gifu namik says the Torah writes ki yigach. The pasuk says ki yigach. If an animal pushes you, so why do we say if an animal pushes you, he's also chayim. It's also called an av. So Mara says no. When the pasuk says ki yigach here, I tell you, hi negifu negichi. The pasuk really only means negicha. Even though it says ki yigach, it means with its horns. Why? The time you learn, posaf benegifa. The posik starts off with negifa kiyigay. The same benegicha. The same posik ends off. I know that kishar nogachu. It says the likes of kishar nogachu. So it starts off with kiyigay and it ends off with nogachu. How come the same posik? Leimlach comes to teach us zui negifa, zui negicha. That's the exact same thing. Negifa here means negicha. All right, I know. But even though the Torah says the word of ki'igayf, it does not mean ki'igayf. Itaka means negicha. It means using its horns. It's so for the Gemara Kashiv so, but maishnaga v'yodam nesif yigach. How come when the Pasuk talks about that you're sure, pushes a man, it says lashon of ki'igach. There it says the strong lashon that uses its horns. Or maishnaga v'behema nesif yigayf. How come Kiyigaf here, even though it means Negicha with its Keren, it says an easy Lashon of with pushing? So how come when the Pasuk talks about that your shore is shtoising another shore, another animal, it says Kiyigaf, even though it means with a Keren? And how come when it hits another man, then it says a strong Lashon of Kiyigach? They both mean the same thing, so how come it changes? So much like this. How come we hear this Kiddush? Odom the Yisleh Mazlo, a person that has a Mazel, Your Rashi said like this, Odom the Yisloi Mazel, Rashi says, Sheishloi Das Lishmer Gufay. Mazel just means a person smart, a person can wash himself, a person has brains. So therefore it's like this. Odom the Yisloi Mazel Ksiv Ki Yigach. Why? Yigach is a strong Lashon. In other words, for an order for an animal to hit an Odom, it has to really use all its power. Because like this, a person is smart. A person sees the animals coming and move on the side. A person can watch himself. So the animal can't just give a little push to a man. A man will move on the side. How does an animal hit a man? Only a kiyigach, he goes all out to really strike the man. But the behema, the lesle mazlo, another behema doesn't have such brains. He doesn't have dash to watch himself. Therefore, except kiyigach, it's easier for an animal to hit another animal. All he has to do is like a simple lashon of pushing him. Even though it still means with his horns, but it says a simple lashon because it's easier to hit an animal than it is to hit a man. So what is it teaching us? By telling us this, we hear something else also, that like this. Let's say you have your animal that hit already three men. Whether it killed three men, Rashi says it killed three men. Who would then be the same thing even if it did damage to three men? But once your animal hit already three different men, it's called a mu'ud. But it didn't hit an animal yet. Your animal only hit a man three times. So it's called the mu'ud liyodim. What's going to be now if after it hit a man three times, now it hits another animal? Is it called a tam, because it's the first time it hit an animal? Or is it called a mu'ud? Yes, it's called a mu'ud. That's the Kiddush here. The mu'ud liyodim, if the animal hit already three men and became a mu'ud for a man, heavy mu'ud of hema. It's automatically considered a mu'ud, nageya tanav, hits an animal the fourth time, will have to pay a nezek shalom. What about the opposite way? A mu'ud the behema. Let's say your animal, your ox, only so far hit three different oxes. It strikes three times, three different oxes. So now it became a mu'ud to hit animals. If it will strike to damage to another ox, you'll have to pay a nezek shalom now. But what's going to be now the fifth time it hits a man? Is it called the time, it's the first time it hit a man? Do you have to pay only a chatzin nezek, half of the damage? Or do we say no, since it already strikes three times to an animal, it has to pay nezek shalom to a man? Here I say no. That lo hevi mu'ud liyodim. It's not considered a mu'ud to get to a man. Because since a man has das, it's harder to hit a man. So your animal, even though you see your animal hits other animals, that's because your animal now does so much damage. It can't do such strong damage. It only does middle type of damages. So you only have to watch your animal when it gets in contact with other animals. But when it gets in contact with other men, so far you never saw your animal to be so strong with such gevurah to hit a man. So therefore you're not mechoyim so far to watch your animal from hitting men. Therefore, when it hits the first man, it's called like a tam, you only have to pay a chatinezik. That's what the pasuk comes to teach us. That hitting a man takes bigger gevura, more strength, and you need more, like, yigicha to hit a man. So if you hit a man three times, he's automatically called a mu'ud for a behema. But if you only hit an animal three times, he's only a mu'ud for such a type of damage, but not for the bigger damage of another. Therefore, for that, you only have to pay a chatinezik. You're right. Good question, Yiskin. I'll be by a little kid. Little kid, according to Rashi, little kid should be the same like a behemoth for a little kid. He doesn't have das to wash himself. Other thing before Shema, Nisle Mazda means a man has a neshama, has a mazel, Yisrael has a mazel, has a shame right to watching him, therefore even by kid will be the same svar also. And then Rashi is the Kiddush here. Nisle das. That's the lashon of mazel, right?
What does mazel have to do with that?
Right, here, so Rashi doesn't mean shvet. It's more mistab the other way. I'm not mistab with it. I'll do it first one the other way. The mazel means the man has a mazel. We always say yesh mazel. Mazel tov. There's that mazel, we yesh mazel. Just at the end of Kedusha, we just had there. It's totally a mazel there. It's chusim a mazel. So the kid's a mensch has a good mazel smell that would watch him. Therefore, it's harder for an animal to hit him. Good, yeah, good shadow. We'll be right in. Right. Now the Gemara says no. Now for the Makasha. Neshicha. What are you telling me now? When an animal bites, it's a told of Keren for the Gemara. Told of a shiny. This should be a told of shame. When an animal bites somebody, it's using its teeth. So what are you telling me? It's called the told of Keren. It's not using its horns, it's using its teeth. So it should be a told of shame. Mer says no lie. Shane, yeshan ola zekim. So my love shane is when an animal eats, it enjoys it. So that's why you chaya, because you're supposed to watch your animal from eating. Because you know he enjoys it, he's going to do it. But ho ain't han ola zekim. If an animal goes and some bites somebody, he has no enjoyment from doing that. So therefore, from shane alone, I would not know you chaya. But by Keren, when an animal gores somebody, also he has no enjoyment. It's just kavanos al hazik. He's a mean guy. He's doing damage. So therefore, biting is a told of kerem. For the Gemara Ravitza, what is telling us? The animal collapsed. That means he folds in his feet and he collapses on something and breaks it. Is a told of kerem. For the Gemara Uvita, and kicking also for the Gemara told of the regali. These two things should both be a told of regal. When it collapses, it bends in his feet damages. Or when it kicks, it's doing damage with his feet. Merloi, no, it's not true. Regal, the Milo, the Mazik of Regal is Hazeka Motzi. It happens oftenly. When a shore walks, it's normal to walk. And if something in its way, it tramples over it. But since it's something that happens often, it's normal, Hazeka Motzi, that's why the owner has to watch it. But Hani ain't Hazeka Motzi. But these things are not Hazeka Motzi. These things do not happen often. It's like Mishun, it's a little bit different. Therefore, it's not a told of shame, but rather they are told us of Karen. Why? Because these two things are Kavanos and Lahazik, like Rashi says. I call upon him these two things, since it's not Motsui, like it's called Kavanos and Lahazik.
Yeah.
So therefore, these things are called Toda the Karen. Now the question is, that's what Rapapa said before, that by the toldos of the Zikin, some of them are not like the others. Where did Rapapa say it? Eli Mahan, if you want to say he said it on these toldos, the kicking, the biting, the revitza, these toldos of Karen are not like the others. For the Gemara Maishina, why? Maishina Karen, why do we say when the animal does damage with its horns that it's chayiv? Why? The Kavanos al-Hazik. The Maila is that it has Kavanah when it does damage. And the Maila of Kavanos al-Hazik means it's not its Mishunah. It's different than normally. Normally an animal doesn't have damage to do. He doesn't have Kavanah to do damage. Karen is Kavanos al-Hazik. He has Kavanah to do damage. And therefore it's Mishunah. It doesn't happen so often. Umamainah, and it belongs to you. And therefore, Shmirasan Alecha, you're the one that has the Chiyuv to watch it. And since you don't watch it, you're over the Issa. By not watching it, you have to pay for it. Says so, Haninami, the same thing when your shaw kicks somebody, or when your shaw bites somebody, or when your shaw collapses on somebody. Kavanos and Hazik, it's not a normal thing to happen. It's abnormal. It's only because now he got a ktaiva, it's Kavanos and Hazik. Now he has Kavanos to do Hezik. Therefore, it's mamish like Karen. Umamainach, it belongs to you, it's your animal. Ushmiros and Alaska, you have the chiyuv to watch it. And since you did not watch it, you're over in Issa. So Avadi should be chayiv. The same way for Karen, you're chayiv. Who are then kicking and biting, should also be chayiv. So Mar says, true, Avadi and Svar, you're right. Ella told of the Karen. Avadi, the told us of Karen, have the exact same halacha like Karen, that Tam is chatinezek and Mur is nezek shalom. The chikom Rapapa, when the Rapapa say that by the told us, some of them are not like the others, that atay goes on the Yav of the told us of Shein Vereg. Now the Gemara says, first of all, let's go into them. Shein v'regle hechiksiva. First of all, where does it say in the Torah that we call Shein and regular enough, like Rashi said in the Mishnah? The Tanya will learn. The Pasuk says, v'shilach hasbeira. V'shilach, you send out. What does it mean? Zeha regle. It means when your animal does damage by trampling over something. What's the raya of v'shilach means trampling by feet? V'cheinu emin is a Pasuk in Yeshayo, v'shalche regle ashram v'chamor. He sent out the regle, the feet of ashram v'chamor. Therefore, it's a raya again, even though it's in Divrei Nevi'im, but it's only Gilu Milsa B'Yama. You're only explaining to us what's the tithe, what's the explanation of a Shilach. We can learn out Divrei Torah from Divrei Kabbalah. Stam a Gilu Milsa. So you have a Gilu Milsa, a Shilach means regal. Ubir, the Torah says Lashon Ubir, what does that mean? Zuh Hashem, it means the teeth. Ubir, the destruction by eating it. The Chayinu Emin is also a postlik that says, Kasha Yivan.